Now, with 50% of your daily sodium, it's white noise!
Woo!
Yeah! Episode 4.
Episode 4.
I'm Kyle Sullivan, and there's Ian.
Hey, yeah.
And this time, John's busy doing John things. So we've got Jeffrey. There's Jeffrey. We've mentioned Jeffrey before.
I'm sure we've mentioned Jeffrey before.
We've mentioned Jeffrey several times, in fact.
If we haven't mentioned Jeffrey, then we have not been doing our job.
Jeffrey has no idea what's going on.
Too bad. No, not really. I was called in the middle of the night.
He's connected to Skype over his phone right now. Because he's in Tennessee and has no internet.
And when we say the middle of the night, we really just mean Tennessee in general. It's never actually daylight there.
It's true.
Jeffrey
in Alaska.
Jeffrey is entirely unaware of anything that's happened on the show so far, anything that I've done significant as White Lightning so far, and anything else remotely related.
So really, that gives us a blank check to say just about anything.
Exactly.
For instance, when I mentioned Kyle's Grammy nod...
Well, wait, what?
Jeffrey will have no choice but to accept it as true.
Yeah, yeah.
Although I guess considering the Grammys are going on right now, it's not the best of deceptions.
Yeah, there's your reference point for what's today's date?
It's February 13th at 8:58.
Yeah, there you go. I've been meaning to actually say the date at the beginning of each episode just to give people a reference as to when the episode's being recorded. So
it makes us easier to stalk in the long run for all those creepy serial killers out there.
February 13th, 2011, and we've got the Jeffrey.
Except we should say 2011, because it's the future now.
Oh, okay.
Also, grammatically, it's better. Like, you wouldn't say 1900-1997.
I suppose.
You know, there's some hardcore grammarians out there who've been saying, you know, it's 20-06, 20-07. I'm not one of them, but
so,
I didn't
think we'd actually get Jeffrey on the show until, I figured the first time he'd be on here it would be when we didn't have time to record an episode, and I just played that, the old recording we had of him.
Yeah.
But, he's here. How does it feel to be on White Noise, Jeffrey?
I feel very privileged.
Aww, you really shouldn't. It's not, it's kind of... It's almost a punishment. We should set up a quick character profile on Jeffrey, just a couple psychoanalysis tricks.
I think we have, actually.
Yeah, but we haven't gotten any straight from, like, as a primary source for him.
Yeah, yeah.
So, alright, okay, I've got a couple questions, Jeffrey. You just need to answer. Alright?
Okay.
Alright. The absolute first thought that comes to mind when you hear the phrase, "For whom the bell tolls."
Say that again?
I'm not sure if that... Okay, we'll try it again. The absolute first thought that pops into your head when you hear the phrase, "For whom the bell tolls."
The first phrase...
The first thought of any kind. It should have already happened. Apparently it was the first phrase.
Okay, the first thought that entered my mind was... What? Literally, that was the first word.
All right, what was the second?
I think that works pretty well, actually.
Okay, all right. You know, your basic test is whether or not they go for Hemingway or Metallica, but, you know, that works too.
Oh.
And then there's people like me. Yeah. Oh, look, they used whom correctly, but that's different. All right, second personality testing question tonight. I think that'll be my last, unless Kyle wants to throw one in.
That's okay.
Favorite Disney princess and why?
Favorite Disney princess and why?
Favorite Disney princess and why?
Let's see here. My favorite Disney princess could be... I'm just gonna go with Belle and just say because... whole beast loving thing kind of creeped me out, which kind of made her my favorite.
All right, that tells us more about Jeffrey than we probably really wanted to know.
I thought it was kind of funny. It made it enjoyable for me.
All right, we're going to move on now before this has to start being censored by the FCC.
So, hello fans. we've... This show quality is a little bit lower because Jeffrey being on the phone, we can't each record our own audio, so we're just using the backup recorder, which records them all at once. Which means some of us probably sound quieter than others, and the quality is probably less, so I apologize for that.
But just know that you're trading audio quality for entertainment quality. Yeah?
We were going to get our friend Ricky... But he didn't respond until just now. And I'm talking to him right now. He's asking when the show is.
That's great. Oh, now see, we should pull the Grammy thing on him. No, we're there right now.
So, let's see. I normally during this time, I would go over some quick fan mail stuff. Which, oh yeah, Jeffrey, there's an update for you. I get fan mail now.
Oh, wow.
It's been a while.
Really?
Yeah. So, but unfortunately, I recently updated to Windows 7. Well, no, that's not unfortunate, but as a result of that, unfortunately, I forgot to copy over my emails, and so they're gone. Yeah. Which sucks, because two people had accepted Ian's Frisbee to France challenge, finally, and now we have no record of it.
Ah, but I remember the results.
You do?
I don't remember the names, but I remember the results.
Well, Henry Garcia was one of them, because he just... Yeah. I'm going to have to, like, ban him for a short while.
Well, you know, see, the thing is, though, he got a short path, but his path was false.
Yeah, he got the shortest, but Ian checked it and says that supposedly it was incorrect. I didn't actually check it myself, so I can't be sure.
He could have done it with one more step, but he didn't send it in, so we can't accept it.
Yeah. So currently, both the shortest and the longest is held by somebody else at about 4 clicks. I don't remember who it was.
Oops.
I think it was 4. So yeah, if it was you, send me an email again with your name, so that I know.
And of course, if anybody else wants to do it,
yeah,
we have a standing offer for your very own poem. Of your any genre you choose. The best of my poetic ability.
So, Jeffrey, throw in a comment every now and then, just wherever you want. I know you're going to be lost for most of it.
Yeah.
Ian has a challenge up for anybody who can get from the Wikipedia page for Frisbee to the one for France in either the shortest or longest possible way. Number of clicks.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds entertaining.
Yeah.
We did it last week with
John.
He said, if you can get the courage to France, I'll pay you or something. That's my John impression.
Yeah.
But he forgot to check if the word France was on the page for courage or not.
Yeah. Someone got there in one click, so...
foresight. The hindsight, but you know.
So yeah, I don't have as much emails. We've actually had... The thing is, though, I still have many people that I, you know, like many internet celebrity people who I like a lot, and I understand that it's whenever I try to talk to them, I always feel like I shouldn't email them because I'm bugging them or something. And I get emails and messages from people where they say similar things, like it's an honor to be talking to me and stuff like that. And it shouldn't be, because I don't do anything special. It's really not any kind of... I'm surprised
by
those sometimes. So, that to say, you guys who aren't sending me emails... Send me emails.
The idolatry must end.
Because that's the thing. I assume people are thinking, oh, he gets emails from other people, I don't need to send one. But I don't actually get that many emails, so and I know there are more people listening to the show than are sending me emails because I have a specific number of people who have accessed the file on my website.
Basically, what we're saying here is that Kyle is a lonely, lonely child.
I know there are people listening to this right now who are not going to send emails, so I'm telling you right now, send us emails so we can answer them on the show. Do your part. And I'll try not to delete them by accident.
Well, yeah. There we go.
So, in other episode news, last episode obviously had a few dead spots just because we weren't prepared. And so, we've now restructured it. I've actually got like a whole format thing set out. We've got several segments planned. And we've got it all set up to where we should never run out of material again, actually.
Never, ever.
We really shouldn't. And if everything else fails, we have a new segment that we'll eventually be doing. And, you know, that's just endless material right there. So we're going to be – we have plenty of more things to do. And then we're going to be having guests like Jeffrey every now and then. And that will provide more material, I assumed, although Jeffrey's not saying much.
I'm not talkative. I try.
We'll talk about Jeffrey, and then we can get his input on some of the Jeffrey stories we tell all the time.
Not the Jeffrey stories. I hate the Jeffrey stories.
We've mentioned some of the Jeffrey stories, but we haven't told any of them yet.
Embarrassing moments.
Huh?
I have too many embarrassing moments.
Just think, well, it's don't think of it as embarrassing. Just think of it as
entertaining to everybody else.
Well, I mean, I was trying not to say that because that's just the definition of embarrassing. I mean, all right, so maybe you should think of it as embarrassing, but don't think of embarrassing as a bad thing. At a better time.
I try not.
So we've also shortened the episodes to 45 minutes, just for a few reasons. One, I figured people might be getting bored with the hour time slots. And last time I think we went like 8 minutes over or something, even the hour, so we're trying to shorten that a little bit. And
this will just keep us on time better.
Yeah, that too. It'll help us.
We'll still probably go to an hour, but we shouldn't go past an hour now. Yeah?
That'll remove the 15 minutes of time of just silence we have in between when we don't have any topics. Well, we're just cutting that out.
Leaner, greener, and a whole lot. I don't know, where's another eater kind of?
I don't know.
Jeffrey, give me an eater word.
A what?
An eater word. We need a third one for a rhyme.
I don't know what that is.
A word that ends in eater. Do it.
Eater? I can't think of anything.
No pressure, but you're under pressure. Do it. Leaner, greener, and...
So, for our first segment, I'd like to go ahead and go into the sandbar update.
No, wait, we should save that.
No, I want to do it now.
But we'll be doing the hurricane by the end.
No, we'll be done by then.
I guess you're right, never mind.
So, the sandbar update.
Jeffrey, you said something. What'd you say?
Peter. I thought of
what?
A word. Peter. Does that work?
Can
you
word?
Spell that?
Peter. It ends in eater, right? Isn't that
no.
What we're looking for?
Eater, like leaner, greener.
Oh, eater. Okay. Greener?
I said greener. That was the...
Okay, both of you shut up. Sandbar update. All right, so the sandbar right now. I'll go ahead and start up with what happened after last episode. Just coincidentally, after the last episode. Well, first here, Jeffrey. What one thing? We have to take up time just to explain each thing to Jeffrey. We have this a segment called the Sandbar Update, where we report on what's happening in this certain bar in Kansas at the time.
Found on accident.
We can see it through a webcam. I'm not going to get into the story. You'll have to go back and listen to old episodes. Anyway, after just last episode reading about all these things on their website and all, accessing the website for the first time, I then was looking through my list on my site of websites that my site has been accessed from, like that the links are on, and was surprised to notice the Sandbar site on that list. And so I clicked on it, and it went to a blog post about our podcast on the Sandbar site. And it's pretty awesome. They actually have this entire page on their website about our podcast.
Really?
It's if anybody wants to go see it, it's on my homepage, my newest news post. I have a link to it.
It's pretty awesome, and really.
It was pretty. I was surprised. And they even suggested that we come down there and record an episode from. Why is down just kind of the general?
You know, it's just because most of us don't live in Texas.
Yeah. So yeah, we may go up there at some point and record an episode once, you know, I'm old enough to enter a bar.
You can enter, you're just not very effective in one.
How old are you? I don't actually know how old you are.
You don't know how old I am?
No, I don't. I think you're just a year older than me, but I'm not sure.
I'll be 20 in a month.
Okay.
20 in a month, exactly minus one day, actually.
Huh. Hey, you're too old.
Yeah, you know, growing gray at the seams. If seams went gray, which they don't, but I mean, that's just, you know, who knows about aging, right?
Try to stay close to your phone, Jeffrey, because I'm afraid your voice is going to be too quiet.
I'm trying my best.
Okay.
I don't think I ever thought there would be an opportunity to say, Jeffrey, you're too quiet. But
I'm quiet.
Anyway, so the Sandbar!
Sandbar! So yeah, they wrote this thing. I commented, they responded. It's pretty cool. You can go, you can read it on my site. I would read it off, but with our new compressed time, I'd like to move through stuff faster.
Reader,
so.
Reader and.
Don't. Just stop. So as for what's going on in the Sandbar right now, I have it opened. It's pretty empty, but it is Sunday night.
Actually, no, it's pretty full, I thought.
Really? There's just like one line of people at the actual bar.
Yeah, but last time there was even less. Oh, well, yeah, no, okay, you're right. We actually saw the hurricane thing, remember, so this is about typical.
Yeah. It looks like somebody just got angry and, like, threw a deck of cards all over the floor, actually. I'm not sure what that is. Do you see that?
I don't know what those are. Those are napkins.
Well, that's even weirder.
Clearly, there was a flood, and somebody has been very kindly wiping it up. Maybe it's just my screen or something, but there's that yellow light that's kind of separate from the rest.
Yeah, over in the corner.
It looks like Pac-Man.
Just looks kind of like a ball to me.
It looks like Pac-Man to me, and it looks like he's coming down and chomp one of the red lights. It looks like a pepper. It's like, uh-huh.
Oh, I see it now. Yeah, yeah.
You know, I have to congratulate them for putting the camera at such a jaunty angle. I'm very fond of it.
Yeah. Again, if you would like to see the Sandbar for yourself, I have a link at the bottom of any of my site pages. So I think that's done for now. We spent a lot of time on the Sandbar last time.
That's true. Just, you know, they're thinking about us, we're thinking about you, you know.
Yeah. Alright, so yeah, I should get JP to make some, specialized music for each segment so I can play that.
Hard rock for the Sandbar.
Yeah. I got more... Sorry. I got new audio editing tools, actually, recently. I went to Fry's, and I ended up purchasing the same one that I have for free, except that I got the full version. And I also got another one to go along with it. I mentioned last time, I think, because we had a whole discussion over what kind of audio editor I wanted, and I mentioned...
You callously rejected all of my suggestions.
I'm sure many... professional audio editors, anyone who is listening who edits audio was rolling their eyes at me as I mentioned that I was trying to find an audio editor with layers. which I now know is more commonly referred to as a mixer. And is an entirely...
Way to look like an amateur, Kyle.
I know. And is an entirely separate type of program. So I now have both. So I can add music now.
It's okay, I'm just gonna, you know, befriend you on Friendster.
You may have noticed by the music that's now in this episode. See, I say that because when they're listening to this, there'll be music in this episode.
Ha! That's clever. Actually, hey, Jeffrey.
Yeah?
Sing us a song.
Oh, God.
What?
Sing us a song.
Sing a song.
Any song you like. Or don't like, for that matter.
Ooh, there's plenty of songs that I don't like. What kind of song are you thinking of? Any
whatever,
genre?
Whatever, pop. You know Gaga? I think you should do Gaga.
Oh, no, I'm not doing Gaga. I can't do Gaga.
Actually, I have three different things we could do on my list. Each of them should provide Jeffrey a chance to talk and say something interesting. We can do movie reviews, assuming they have movies in Tennessee.
They do very few. I've seen Sanctum just a few days ago.
Oh, really?
So
the Sanctum movie that just came out or whatever.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah. Basically, people get trapped in a cave underwater.
Isn't that just called Drowning?
So we can do movie reviews. We can do what was the other thing? We can go over Jeffrey's stories, which we may do anyway. I guess we can pick two of the three. Or I can discuss my San Francisco trip. I may want to save that till next time. But there are a few things in that I know Jeffrey will have some comments on.
I say we give Jeffrey a chance to talk about the very few movies he will possibly ever see.
All right, we'll do movie reviews then.
Because it's not like there's actual human contact in Tennessee to...
All right, movie reviews. All right, Jeffrey, would you like to go first?
I don't have any listeners in Tennessee. Do we have any? No, we can't have any listeners in Tennessee because that
we can't.
All of internet.
According to Jeffrey, there actually is some internet in Tennessee in select spots.
Yeah, but there is internet. Well, you just gotta be near civilization. And that I am not.
Well, that's why I said Tennessee's out of the running. But
Jeffrey's in the remote part of Tennessee, so
yeah.
He's pretty distant.
Which is like saying the northern part of Minnesota, but
so Jeffrey, give a in-depth movie review.
Well, I mean, there's always like my favorite movie that of all time, The Expendables. I love that movie.
The what?
The Expendables.
All right, that's pretty.
I've never heard of that.
That's pretty recent. That just came out.
It's so good. Yeah, have you not even heard of these?
Yeah.
All right, well, sell it to me.
Okay, basically a bunch of action heroes go and kill everybody in some Mexican island off in the Gulf. Funny and very action-y. It was great. Lots of explosions. basically everything a guy
perfectly
would
right
love.
There. But what about the character development, Jeffrey?
Okay, character development.
What's their motive? Plan?
Basically,
what's the subtext?
Evil,
what is the
dress
topic
in
our day?
What?
He's mocking you, Jeffrey. You should know this by now. You've known him longer than me.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm not like an English major person.
Anything else about the movie or just it was good?
Mainly it was good, but I do have other comments no, that's basically it. It was good.
That's a pretty useless review.
I wasn't mocking Jeffrey, to be exact. It was more like mocking Michael Bay. It's okay.
Oh, wait, that was a Michael Bay movie?
No, I'm just saying it sounds like that's just kind of the general Michael Bay movie.
Oh, okay.
Suddenly there were explosions and things exploded because... Michael Bay is basically, look, that thing hasn't exploded yet. What's wrong with it? So...
So, Ian, you want to review a movie? Something you've seen recently?
I live in Waco. It's actually as much as I rag on Tennessee. I mean... what did I see? I saw something... Oh, I saw Inception recently.
Oh, just recently?
Finally. Yeah. And it's like, that's kind of fantastic. Oh, Inception's beautiful. It's one of those movies that's really like... I mean, it's got your action for sure, but it's also got some... It's the story is really not as hard to keep track of as people kept telling me it was. And also one of the characters is named after Greek mythology, so hey, there we go.
Review it.
What? Review it. Okay, all right. But that was a review, wasn't it? I mean, that was
this is too short though. Our segments are too short.
I mean,
short,
okay, but... let's see. The action is fantastic. Okay, all right, all right.
Whoa. Hello?
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 That was weird. I just cut out for a second.
It really didn't. I just stopped talking.
Oh. Okay. Sounded like it cut out.
Yeah. And well, it's really interesting because the last thing I saw Leonardo DiCaprio in was that questionably awesome Romeo and Juliet adaptation.
No.
And this is... What was that?
I said no. I know exactly what you're talking about. It was horrible.
That was great. How could you not like that?
Well, it could be that I'm just like a normal person and that I don't like movies like that.
Let us not insult our viewers. We all know that you're no normal person. Because if you were, you wouldn't be on. You wouldn't be talking. Also, I said viewers, which, if you're viewing this, then you're really not a normal person, so good job. But, I think there's some kind of lag on this. Either that or you have to decide for a couple seconds whether or not my jokes are funny before committing the effort to laugh at them.
Yeah, Jeffrey may have a little bit of a lag just because he's on a phone in Tennessee.
Sorry.
Tennessee jokes all the way through.
Juliet. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, we say Tennessee, but then again, it could be worse. You could be in Oklahoma.
That's true. Or Wyoming. True. I always imagine that place would be the worst.
Well, you know, I think Wyoming's okay. I think it's just kind of, you know what
But what's in Wyoming? Is there anything in Wyoming?
I think Sean would like Wyoming.
Sean would be excellent in Wyoming.
I think Sean is actually physical personification of Wyoming. He's even kind of tall, like a wheat field.
It's even in the state. It's the most. It's just a square. It's the most boring state shape.
Like, do we know his middle name?
Sean? No.
I'm gonna say it's Wyatt.
Yeah. And see, we can insult about Wyoming all we want because no one from Wyoming will ever hear this.
Like.
Now, see, I adhere to the strong belief that Wyoming doesn't actually exist.
It's just, if you know what it is?
There's no such thing
like
as Wyoming.
It's one of those, like, those pit glitches in Minecraft.
Exactly.
It's just that square where nothing exists.
It's just a hole. I mean, when you think about it, when do you ever hear about anything happening from Wyoming, or anything coming from Wyoming, or meet someone from Wyoming?
Well, now, it's... That's true. It's just a pit of, like, non-existence. It's not, just, not a bad pit, it's just...
Anyone who says they're from Wyoming is just in on the Wyoming scandal.
I guess so.
I don't know, it's not a life complaint from Wyoming.
No, you didn't.
It was a lie.
Shut up.
The license plate was a trick. They plant them on a few cars every now and then just to give the illusion that Wyoming exists.
Oh, the government always tricking me.
Yeah.
Hey, that reminds me of my movie review. last night watched the movie, an older movie, Conspiracy Theory. Have either of you seen that one?
No.
You haven't seen that?
No.
I haven't.
It's an old Mel Gibson movie. Older, not really old. It's got Mel Gibson and... what's her name? I don't remember. Julia Roberts, I think.
Julia Roberts. Mel Gibson, that's a weird couple. Anyway.
I think that's her name. I'm getting the wrong... Read.
Tell you what, I'm on IMDb.
The movie last night. Was it Julia Roberts? Is that her name? It was? Okay, yeah, Julia Roberts. So yeah, it's he plays this this kind of crazy character who, you know, he's like the ultimate conspiracy theorist guy. He just thinks everybody's out to get him always. He's got like this, his house is like rigged to explode and burn down everything he has inside of it. He puts like a bottle on top of the doorknob whenever he goes in so that if anybody touches the doorknob, the bottle will fall off and he'll know that somebody's trying to get into his house.
Or just as a thing for, like, you know, touching doorknobs.
He's got, he never enters his house the same way twice in a row. He's got, like, all these...
I do that.
And so... he's climbing a window every now and then.
I actually have a series of tunnels. It's,
well, see, he has that, too.
This is why I don't go home very often. It gets, you know, a little bit of effort after a while.
Yeah. So yeah, and then the plot of the movie is he's got all these conspiracy theories, and then it turns out he's right about one of them. And so
see, there's a problem
these people
with that.
Start following, and so the government starts chasing him and trying to kill him. And it turns out later through the movie that all the stuff that he was saying was actually true, and they were like leftover memories from when they used some kind of brain serum on him to program him to go assassinate some guy. And he doesn't remember any of it, but he just has like these residual memories of different things that he's been like.
Now, see, this is just giving license to anybody who has ever thought that there might be something going on.
Yeah,
like no, look at it.
But it was a really good movie. It was you know, kind of actiony, but realistically so.
Yeah,
it was fun to watch. He was a really good. I thought he was good in that part. I actually have not seen him in many movies, and it was weird watching that and thinking he's the same guy that's been like, you know, they've been playing phone recordings of him screaming at people.
Wait, have you seen Braveheart?
No.
You haven't? Oh,
there's a lot of movies I haven't seen actually.
Kyle, this summer I'm just gonna sit and like every week I'm gonna come over with a movie you haven't seen that you need to.
I haven't seen that one. I haven't seen the Lord of the Rings series. I haven't seen any of the Harry Potter.
You're a filmmaker, Kyle. What are you doing? Like Lord of the Rings, you know that Lord of the Rings is a great movie. But this reminds me of my next movie review.
I think Jeffrey's saying things. So Try to, when Jeffrey starts talking, try to stop, because he gets drowned out easier.
I actually didn't hear him.
Do what? What happened?
Your voice just gets drowned out easily, so if we're all talking over each other, you're the one who...
Which basically just means that you need to speak really loud.
I suppose I can. I mean, I don't see what kind of difference it would make.
I know you have a powerful bellow, Jeffrey. Like an animal inside you, like maybe a baboon or something.
So there's our movie references for this week. Everybody who is listening, go out and rent Inception, Conspiracy Theory, and both Jeffrey's
The Expendables.
Woo!
But I have another one. Which yours reminded me of
the white noise pick of the week.
Because Josh, vaguely maybe. All red hair, kind of quiet.
Yeah.
We have this long history of giving... What?
That's what I think of when I look at him, the used car salesman.
That's new, I'll have to let him know. He's a history major, I'm sure he'll appreciate that. But,
I think it's the mustache.
Okay, alright, no, he'll get that. But we have this long history of giving gag gifts to one another. Like, my most recent one to him was the Wham album with Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go on it, because I know he absolutely cannot stand that song. So he gave me one year for my birthday, he gave me something called a movie called The Game.
Oh, no, see, you did that before I ever got the chance to make anybody lose on here. You just messed up.
Yeah, I got it first. But the funny thing was, you know, I sat down and while he's like, I got you. He's like, oh, you suck. So what I did is I made him watch it with me. Made him watch it with me. And it turns out it's actually a really, really great movie.
Really?
Well, it's the idea that this guy's kind of bored. He's a very successful kind of a bankery person. And he's just kind of bored with life. He's had a couple traumatic incidents from his past. And his brother is just kind of sort of he doesn't do much. He's not very successful at all. Kind of just a drifter. He's kind of, you know, the black sheep of the family, and nobody talks about him because the rest of the family's all very rich and everything. And for his birthday one year, he signs him up for this this program, and the program promises to revolutionize his life. And it's sort of it's a game, right? And it gets up, and things are not always what they appear, and it's a lot of little trippy, twisty turns. It's got some action. It's a bit older. From the 90s, I think. Maybe late 80s. But it's actually a really great movie, and it's got some really good twists in it. So, if you're ever just bored, you can still say to anybody, hey, have you seen The Game? And then there you go.
I may have to go look that movie up, actually.
The beginning is really slow and involves a creepy clown doll. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay.
What?
That's a little
bit of
a... sorry. Go, Jeffrey.
That's the best way to start a movie, is with a creepy clown doll.
That's true. I may have to start a movie with a creepy clown doll someday.
We now know more about Jeffrey than we ever wished. But...
The Game, starring Michael Douglas?
That's the one.
Right.
Bad that I just lost again. Like, I already forgot.
Only $8.
Some people don't appreciate good things.
So, like I think to get Jeffrey to talk, we should go over some Jeffrey stories now. He's being quite
old. You
want
to start, shall I?
Well, let's see. First, I'd like to start out actually by just because a lot of these stories happen to be in this particular book. Since it's been a year since it's publishing, I'd like to plug this again now that I have people listening. I have a comic strip collection that kind of is like right in your face when you go to my site. And yet I haven't actually sold a copy since last year, so anyone wants to see some comic strips about me, Ian, John, Jeffrey, a few other friends, just retarded things that have happened to us, you can go buy my book off of Amazon. It's called Truth is Stranger Than Fiction. And you can search that along with my name on Amazon, or you can click the link on my site. I prefer you purchased it from my site because I get more royalties that way, but if Amazon's easier, you know, I'm not going to be picky. Only $15. Nice little book. You guys should give it a shot. And
it's
they
funny. The unfortunate bit is it has my poetry in the back.
It was a good
poem.
So
you may want to see if you can get that.
But, so that has some of the condensed versions of some of the stories. We went over the Jeffrey pictures last episode.
We haven't done a new one in a while.
We'll see, Jeffrey. Actually, I haven't told him about this yet because I haven't talked to him in a while. The Jeffrey pictures are now featured on their own page on my website.
Are you serious?
Yeah. They're on the side.
I just went and I looked up Truth is Stranger Than Fiction on Amazon.
I said you had to type my name in first. I said that for a reason, Ian.
No, I did. I found the actual list. I found the actual book.
Word of warning, don't search just my name by itself. Because there's another Kyle Sullivan on there, and he's a different person than me.
But I went down and saw your bestsellers rank, and I thought it said 4.672, Like, that's really awesome, right?
Yeah.
Now, like, how did that happen? No, but no, I'm sorry, there was a comma, and there was another comma after that, and it's actually 4,672,187.
Ah.
672,187. So, it's not quite the same thing.
So, yeah, we've got,
Oh, hey, wow. Yeah, that's actually, that's not the same person at all.
No, no, it's not.
Oh, okay. Oh, my.
I tried searching my name there because I thought it would just pull up me, but yeah, there's another one. And he, unfortunately, he probably sells more copies than I do. I'm not even going to mention what it is. If you guys want to go see, you can. But
suffice to say, you might not want to do it on your own computer.
So anyway, yeah, we got the Jeffy pictures on here. If you guys want to go see those, again, they're at the bottom of my site in one of the extra links.
Don't see them. Don't look at them.
You know you got to now.
Everybody loves them, Jeffy. You should be proud. You're like an almost celebrity, but not. We're trying to turn them into an internet meme and spread them around the internet.
Not nice.
So let's see, Jeffrey stories. I don't actually have as many of my own. I kind of have to recount the ones that I've been told.
Underprivileged.
Got, there's the one you told me about, him trying to hydroplane across the wet.
Yeah, that was gonna be my starter too.
Wet road.
That's really just the best one for.
You know what? Actually, we've told these stories so many times. I'd like to hear Jeffrey tell it.
Well, of course, the hydroplaning one, that was fun until I fell and a car almost ran me over.
Well, we gotta start at the beginning. Can't the ending.
Okay. Basically, we're walking along the sidewalk and it's wet outside, and I figure out that the road is very slippery, so I start sliding around on the road. I was having a blast. It was fun until I slip and fall and ride on my butt. It hurt quite a lot, and I start trying to get up, and that's when I realize a car is coming. And basically, I try and scramble out of the way while slipping and falling more onto the sidewalk, and luckily I didn't get hit, but, I mean, it was fun while it lasted.
You see, but when you tell it, you don't quite get the absurdism of it. We just come up out of the creek, which... We never mentioned the creek, have we? Because you've never been there, Kyle, that's why.
Yeah.
And John doesn't really care about it. But Jeffrey is a long-standing denizen of the creek. I live back in Leander. I live in a subdivision called Blockhouse Creek. And the actual Blockhouse Creek runs right next to my house, which makes it sound like I live out in the country or something, but really it's just a little green belt that runs through, and it's, like, not more than a house lot wide. This little area, but it goes on in this little straight path for miles and miles. And so every once in a while, when we're down there, we don't want to walk all the way back, so we'll just climb up through the streets. And that's what we've been doing. We've been going down through there, and it's been raining, and we were all tired and wet and muddy, and we were just kind of sick of everything and everyone. We're just trudging along the sidewalk, and the street's completely soaked. And Jeffrey, you know, we're just in the most misanthropic mood that anybody has ever been in. And suddenly, Jeffrey's like, you know what? I betcha I could skate on the road. And so we just stare at him with, like, this just, you know, the melancholy dripping out of our eyes. And he just takes off, runs at a dash, jumps off the curb, hydroplanes for, like, 6 feet across the street. We just stare. We're just staring. And he's just zigzagging back and forth across the road. Just, woohoo! And then he falls in front of a large red truck. And he scrambles and barely escapes with his life, and we're just the whole time just sitting there, having lost all hope in mankind.
It was fun.
Other than that, when it doesn't make us sound like, you know, serial killers, the creek's a great place. I guess that's not the best introduction.
I retrieved a copy of my book to see if I can find any of Jeffrey's stories in there that we're forgetting.
Oh, you know what we need? Hey, Jeffrey, give us a Chuck Norris joke.
Yep, yeah, that's another thing about Jeffrey.
A Chuck Norris joke. Oh, man, I haven't said one of the Chuck Norris jokes ever.
Yeah, my brother has replaced Jeffrey as the Chuck Norris disciple of the group.
What makes it sound replace Jeffrey?
Got nothing. Okay, well, thank you for that.
I'm
joke was so quiet that Chuck Norris could hear.
Well, of course, there's always the one where Chuck Norris is so fast, he ran around the world and hit himself from behind.
Everybody knows that one.
Yeah, see, I only know all the basic ones anymore. I used to know, like, all of them until all of the ones I know became the basic ones that everybody else knows now.
Jeffrey, you're disappointing me.
What?
Reed, come over here and tell a Chuck Norris joke real quick.
Jesus may be able to walk on water, but Chuck Norris can swim through land.
There you go.
And everybody! This has been One Upping Jeffrey with Reed.
I have the one strip in here with the Grim Reaper eating Jeffrey.
That was my idea. That was the best idea.
That
ever.
I added the Grim Reaper as a character for my friend Jay, who I would have on here at some point, but we'll have to do that when we just want to talk about video games for the whole episode. And I told Jeffrey that I could put him in the comic strips, and his first request just immediately was that he wanted to be eaten by the Grim Reaper. That was just the first thing that popped into his head for some reason.
That's what happens when I hear For Whom the Bell Tolls.
Let's see. What? Why, Jeffrey? You've been away too long. We're forgetting the things that you've done.
Yeah.
How about Jeffrey?
These people don't know.
Huh?
These people don't know that Jeffrey is a leprechaun.
They would if they went and told
the
Jeffrey.
Never. Actually, I mean, we.
Blooded leprechaun.
Yeah, but that's not even. I mean, what?
I'm not a full-blooded leprechaun.
No, you still got the twang.
He's just a half-breed leprechaun.
But you see he's a little short guy. I'm going to talk about him like he's not here. He's a little short guy with this incredibly distracting red hair. And he likes to wear green. And it's just like you can't help it. So, obviously, what needs to follow here is Jeffrey, who will finally acquiesce to one of my requests, I'm sure. Will for us do his best Lucky the Leprechaun impression.
Do it, Jeffrey. Humiliate yourself in front of my 8 fans.
I don't have a good Irish accent, though. I mean, you can try it, though.
Make it your own, Jeffrey. Make it your own.
They're after me, Lucky Drunk.
That was actually great. But now you have to, what I meant was that you have to do the Heart, Stars, and Horseshoes song.
Oh, I don't know that.
Hearts, stars, and horseshoes. Clovers and blooms. Pots of gold and rainbows. And the red balloon.
I could not do that.
Totally. How do you remember that?
It's because every time I think about it, Jeffrey pops into my head.
Thank
if you don't, I'm going to have to.
I'm sorry, Jeffrey.
come on.
Jeffrey, actually, you said he wears green a lot, but I only remember him ever wearing his UT hoodie. And that combined...
Yeah. That was perfect.
And that combined with his hair would always make him, like, stand out like a beacon in a crowd, which was great, because I could always find him.
But I always saw him in green.
I could always go like, okay, let's see, where's Jeffrey? There he is. Just gigantic school assembly, middle of the cafeteria, anywhere you are. It's just like glowing.
Aren't stars in horseshoes?
Don't do that.
Blue moons.
So,
I said blue moons. That's not a thing.
How's so Jeffrey? How's Tennessee? You described some Tennessee life for us.
Well, basically it's pretty dull. Yeah, lots of trees, lots of back roads. and like the school is tiny. I mean, well, relatively tiny. Maybe not to some people. I mean, there's like all of like 300 people in the entire high school.
Yeah.
But I mean, other than that, like everybody like is like nice and stuff. You know, there aren't very many like mean people. But yeah, basically just boring and lots of trees.
Boring and lots of trees.
That sums it up.
That is, of course, better than Oklahoma.
Because that's just boring and nothing.
Well, we see, like, my theory on Oklahoma has always been that it's all of the Texas we didn't want.
Well, actually, I think it is, technically. Isn't it?
But a lot of it was Texas at one point.
Yeah.
But, like, my trips to Oklahoma, which there have unfortunately been a couple, we've seen more emus than people.
Wait, those are in the United States?
Well, they were emu farms.
Oh, okay.
And what people we did see were actually leaving Oklahoma. Like, you know how you said nothing ever comes out of Oklahoma?
Out of Wyoming.
Wyoming? Yeah. Well, the thing is, things do come out of Oklahoma. It's just all the people trying to leave. And, like, everywhere we went, we kept seeing advertisements for fried pies.
Wow.
We really wanted to try one. But the only place we saw was this itsy-bitsy little ramshackle gas station. And honestly, there were three of us in the car. It was me, my cousin, and my dad. And none of us are exactly, you know, unable to defend ourselves, I guess, if we had to. But we did not want to have anything to do with that little shop. We were not going to trust it. And what we finally came across is we realized that we have all these advertisements for fried pies and all these emu farms. There's only one conclusion to be drawn. And we just could not stand that, so we just left as fast as we could.
Well, let's see. I think we've hit the end mark.
Quick.
I guess
a little bit over, actually. Yeah, I know it does. It actually goes by very quickly. I can't imagine if we just did 2 hour or half hour episodes. 2 hours.
Yeah, no.
So. Still a few things I wanted to go over, but my personal time's about up too, so.
Oh.
Guess that'll be the show for this time.
Jeffrey, you want to do the sign off?
I don't know. I don't think I could. I don't know.
Sure, you could.
Do it,
okay, we don't even have a sign off. We just send the listeners on their way, their merry way, any way you wish.
Are there any? Do you have any suggestions of what I should say? That way. I have no idea.
Just say goodbye.
Okay. Goodbye.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah, I did a good job.
Yeah, all right.